Welcome to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I am so glad you're here. This podcast is a journey into the heart of functional health, where we will explore how to create a life filled with optimal wellness, vitality, and resonance. Each episode, we'll dive into a variety of topics designed to inspire and empower you, from practical health strategies to insightful conversations with experts. Our goal is to provide you with the tools and knowledge you need to live a life unburdened by health limitations. Together, we'll uncover ways to align with your true self, embrace your passions, and create a life that fills and reflects your deepest values. So whether you're seeking to optimize your health or simply looking for inspiration, you are in the right place. Let's embark on this journey of resonance and transformation together. Welcome back to another episode of The Resonant Life. In this enlightening discussion, Ryan Blazer and I dive deep into the transformative power of our environments and how they influence our well-being, not just physically, but also energetically and spiritually. Ryan Blazer is a visionary founder of Test My Home, a groundbreaking company dedicated to creating healthier living spaces by identifying and mitigating environmental hazards. With a deep commitment to improving the quality of life for individuals and families, Ryan has made it his mission to bridge the gap between health and environments we live in. His work is not just about detecting problems. It's about crafting comprehensive solutions that lead to vibrant, healthier lives. Ryan's journey into environmental testing began with a passion for understanding the unseen factors that impact our health. As an expert in building biology and environmental science, he has transformed countless homes and workspaces into sanctuaries of wellness. His holistic approach goes beyond standard inspections, encompassing everything from air quality to electromagnetic fields to mold and chemical exposure. Through Test My Home, Ryan is empowering people to take control of their environments, ultimately leading to improved health outcomes and enhanced well-being. With every consultation and test, Ryan is not just changing homes, he is changing lives. His dedication to educating the public about the importance of healthy living environments is inspiring a global movement towards cleaner, safer, and healthier homes. Ryan Blazer is not just testing homes, he's setting new standards for what it means to live well, proving that when we transform our environment, we transform our lives. Our conversation today in this episode explores the profound connection between the spaces we inhabit and our inner states, revealing how our homes can either hinder or enhance our health, harmony, and happiness. Creating resonant homes, spaces filled with harmonic frequencies, can amplify true health, vitality, and peace. By being mindful of the frequencies and energies that we as beings hold and resonate with, we unlock the potential to craft living spaces that support and nurture our highest selves. This conversation is a call to awaken our inner knowing, to recognize the power we have in shaping our environments, and in turn, our lives. Listeners will be inspired to not only gain knowledge about the importance of creating healthier, more harmonious spaces, but also to take meaningful action towards cultivating environments that reflect and amplify their truest, most vibrant selves. Through the journey of understanding and transformation, we discover that our homes can be sanctuaries that elevate our well-being, enhance our life's purpose, and resonate with the frequencies of love, peace, and optimal health.
Start off by telling me who you are and what you do.
I'm Dr. Layla Doolittle. I am a specialist in functional medicine, functional neurology, bioresonance, frequency therapies.
Very cool. So, you know, a lot of my followers and clients are really concerned with EMF. And I just heard you in another interview give a really good explanation about what EMF does for the body. You know, I'm a electrical engineer, so I always think of things in circuitry. And so when people ask me that, I say, you know, our brain works like a circuit, and we have these electrons that are firing, and we have our own electrical frequencies. Right. And when they go through the body, they affect us, these unnatural frequencies. But I like the way you just explained it. It sounds very scientific. Could you mind saying that?
I love that way of explaining it too. And that is very accurate. Well, I think of frequencies whenever we have any type of frequency that's coming into the body, it's either in a state of resonance or dis-resonance. And it can create a lack of the harmony that our system needs to be able to be in congruence with that, in coherence. And so whenever we think about this in a three-dimensional realm, let's think about how every single cell within our body is resonating at a specific frequency. Every single atom, every electron, like we know, it builds out from there. Well, whenever we create this dis-resonance, that's whenever every function in the body unravels. So in the brain, we see this as neurotransmitter compromise because the communication signals aren't able to get produced as much as they were. And whenever we see this in every single cell that is supposed to be protecting us against toxins, then we see that they're denatured. So the liver now is more compromised and not able to keep up with environmental toxins. Our immune system isn't able to propagate into all the differentiated types of immune cells to protect us against biotoxins, the mold toxicity, the parasites, the bacteria, imbalances, and fungi. And it's so important that we are able to create that resonance. So EMFs coming into our body, it is information coming in, and it bombards our cells with this dis-resonance frequency. So what we see in the brain, for example, are these microtubules that are resonating at this beautiful little frequency, this sinusoidal wave frequency that is supposed to emit this type of harmony within the brain to create those electrical signals. And those electrical signals are what is communicating between the neurons in this very rapid fire, much quicker than any type of communication from neurotransmitters could emit. And EMFs denature that. So when we see insomnia ensue, we see mood changes, behavioral changes, brain fog, fatigue issues, and it's just a cascade of that lack of resonance.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I think that people really discount EMF when it comes to our overall health. And from my understanding, when I look into like bioresonance and I look into quantum physics, at that lowest level, below our cells, below our atoms, our molecules, we find energy. And that energy is vibrating. And I believe, at least, when all of that energy is aligned in our body and in harmony, then we're going to be a lot more healthy. And then everything else is just going to flow and stay. And same thing with people. If our energies are aligned and our energies are good and positive, you're going to feel that connection. I believe that's why, like, when you hold hands with your spouse or your loved one and you feel that energy and it feels good. Or like if you're in a room with somebody and they're in a bad mood or bad vibes, you can feel that. And that's very real. And I think a lot of people discount that. And you believe that as well.
Absolutely. I totally believe that. And it is that resonance or dis-resonance. And we also have different states of frequency. Like we can be in a high state of frequency, a high vibration where like we're feeling so expansive and alive and light. And whenever we get into a lower frequency, or if there's something around us that creates that lower frequency, like EMF exposure, or like somebody else in a lower state of frequency in a bad mood, then that does either rub off on us or it starts to bombard our energy field. And we all have this protective energy field that expands out, and it can expand anywhere from just 1 foot to 2 feet, 3 feet out, and even up to 25 feet, it's been studied, if we're in a very strong, like, meditative state and a strong state of coherence. And so what's beautiful about that is that that's our protection. What happens with EMF exposure, too, is that it can start to minimize that frequency of protection around us. So we are more susceptible to other people's negative charges, other people's negative frequencies, and to other toxins.
Exactly. I love that. So like in the engineering world, electrical engineering, if we're designing circuitry and we want it to function and do a certain thing, we want to shield that from outside electrical interference. Because when we get interference that comes onto that device, that device doesn't work as good. And so I think, you know, I believe we're electrical beings, just like we would look at circuitry, and we need to protect ourselves the same way.
Absolutely.
It's crazy, a lot of people think of this as woo-woo, but I don't think it is at all. I think
this
it's totally, we're truly electrical beings.
Yes.
I think that one of the reasons the world is really disconnected right now is because 200 years ago, the planet wasn't electrified. We didn't have all these artificial frequencies, and we were able to connect with each other and feel each other's energies a lot more now we're drowned out with this, especially here at this hotel where we measured the EMF, and it's extremely loud, and there's a ton of EMF going on in the background.
Yes.
I think it makes it hard for humans to connect at that deeper level and to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right in thinking that it's not just woo-woo and out there.
No, okay. It's definitely not. There are many ways that we are now coming up with the science to explain it, but that's where the science is catching up, because we have to do research and it's very slow moving.
Yeah.
This is the true science already. It's already there and it's already been proven. And that is what's so important about it, is that we are getting back to that understanding that 200 years ago, yes, our systems were much wiser because they didn't have this disconnection with self. And that is so important that we're able to clear that and protect ourselves as much as we're able to, and minimize the exposure as much as we're possibly capable of. And that way we can get back to that true state of resonance and coherence, which is what we saw before all this electrical bombardment.
Yeah, and people are not only disconnected from themselves, but disconnected from our spirit or God or the source energy. You know, getting a little more woo or deeper into it. I shouldn't say woo, because I think other people think that, but I don't think that.
Well, and actually, I think the world, those that are awake, are not, they feel a resonance, and those that are not awake yet, that's okay. Or I'm sorry, those that may not have fully awakened yet, because they're all on a spectrum of awakening. I think it's because the prefrontal cortex in the brain, this is the part of the brain right behind this frontal to parietal area, this is what tells their brain, yes, I'm allowed to believe this new belief system or not. And some people have a very strong prefrontal cortex that's built against a new belief system, and it's just because of their past traumas. Maybe they're not as resilient or open to understanding new patterns of belief and thought, and the reason why is because they don't have that strength and that grounding within themselves and that connection to their higher selves. So as they're awakening to who they truly are and to who their soul is, then that prefrontal cortex shroud comes down, and then they can listen intuitively to what it is that they can resonate with. And whenever they feel that resonance and that coherence with the new belief, the thought pattern, then they're able to embrace it and bring it in. And same thing, they have that protection in their heart field against something that maybe isn't the truth for them in that moment, for their soul, or maybe that's not what their system is ready for yet, and it's not coherent with them because their frequency isn't there yet.
That's a great way to describe it. I love that. That's really good. Because we do need to find a way to help people along that journey, and sometimes education helps, and teaching and just talking, because I feel like a lot of people just don't know. But I think also a lot of people are resistant to, when we talk about EMF, I think people relate, oh, you want to take away my cell phone, you want to take away my iPad, all my fun technology, you know, and I think they're resistant to that. But there's safe ways that we can interact and use technology.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. There's safe ways, and there's so many ways to mitigate. And then also, the truest mitigation is to know it's within this frequency within yourself. So whenever we're in that high state of mindfulness, whenever we're not in fear, we're instead empowered, because we know, and because we have, you know, maybe we have the barometer to check and see, and we're able to see how much and how strong it is. Well, then we know we must get back into that state of mindfulness and awareness, because there is a greater disresonance around us. So we have to create the resonance within ourselves until we can get ourselves to the safer zone.
So I always thought maybe there might be some more energies that we can't really measure. So as an engineer, I'm always like all nerdy with the tech science part of it. I want to measure, and there's a lot of energies we can, magnetic, electric, radio frequency, radiation, you know, there's a lot of things we can measure, but there's still, I believe, energies out there that we can't measure.
Right.
And some of the things that we allude to with quantum physics, like quantum entanglement, how you said that, you know, our energies can extend out 25 feet sometimes.
Yes.
When we look at quantum entanglement, that sometimes can go much further.
Yes.
We could be across the universe, and I can make a change, and if I'm quantum entangled with somebody else, they can feel that change.
Yes.
What do you think those energies could possibly be?
Other energies, we can definitely get
existential. This is a deep one. I know. This is a deep one.
No, it's great. This is what I'm so passionate about, because I think it is the true foundation to everything, at the core of who we actually are. I think that there's that spiritual aspect that happens where there's negative frequencies or positive frequencies, and that's one way to create the polarization between the two, but there's also a lot in between, in like a spectrum almost. And those frequencies are like charges, where as long as we're maintaining our highest state, then we can feel that intuition. And the intuition is just really down to a resonance. Like, we feel the coherence, or we don't feel the coherence. And then we're able to create that change in our charge to where we're able to protect ourselves against those frequencies. So if there are negative frequencies on a spiritual level, well, that can be like dispelled away from us, and we can protect ourselves against that. If there are frequencies on a three-dimensional reality that we can say, maybe it's from all of this technology that we don't have measurements for, it's certain wave patterns that we just don't have the tools to measure it yet, but we know that there is something that can create a negative frequency, then yes, we would want to, you know, really trust in that intuition that's beyond just the state of the technology and what it can measure. There are also patterns around the Earth where we have, the Earth is similar to our own bodies in the acupuncture meridians and the way that our own chi energy flows throughout our body. That's like the electrical currents that are constantly flowing and moving. And the Earth has these patterns of electrical currencies, and there are vortexes just like our acupuncture points at specific junctions around the Earth. And those are vortexes where you can have either huge positive vortexes, vortex charges and anchors, or you can have some negative frequencies. And so there are actually frequencies that can happen in buildings, and it's almost like we have to do acupuncture for the Earth through like a type of energy therapy. And it's this geographical type of Reiki therapy that we can actually hone into to create a positive vortex chain in that area. And so a lot of people don't realize that, yes, sick building syndrome from mold is one thing. Could be sick building syndrome from actually the Earth having this negative vortex that we've got. And then add to that this extra layer. If we have EMF frequencies that are then creating negative charges on top of it, no one's going to feel safe or healthy in that environment. So you have to think about all of those different levels, and it just cascades out from there. There's so many more.
This is so fascinating. You know, it reminds me, I was talking to a guy here that does studies the microbiome mm-hmm. in the body, and he was doing a similar comparison to our body to the Earth and saying, us as humans are almost like the microbiome of our planet, and the way we interact with each other and interact with our planet, some humans destroy, some humans are good.
Yes.
We have the microbiome inside of us mm-hmm. that is doing the same thing. And
yes.
so I think there's a lot of similarities, and especially in size scale
yes,
as well.
Definitely.
You know, like we need to look at our body like we look at the Earth, or
yes.
vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's a part of a bigger picture, and
yes.
even going down in scale too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we look at this size scale and think that's all there is, but there's so much more
yes.
at a higher level and at a lower level.
Yes, there
and
is.
It all works together.
Mm-hmm.
And it all needs to be in harmony because it all has vibrations.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
100%.
Do you think that our consciousness resides inside of our brain, or do you think it resides somewhere else bigger outside?
This is a great question. Our consciousness, it cannot be put in a container. It's impossible. So I have this background in functional neurology, and I have done extreme studies into this because I had an out-of-body experience, a near-death experience when I was 16. I actually had a traumatic brain injury from a severe car accident. I fractured all the orbital bones around my right orbital and the region above my cranial vault. I had hemorrhaging on my brain, like severe bleeding on the frontal and the parietal lobes. And I was in a state of coma where my consciousness just expelled from my body, completely left. And for 8 hours, I was in this other state. So that was my first introduction to what is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back out of that. Once I came back into my body, I reintegrated. I was passionate about studying consciousness. I've seen that consciousness is energy, and consciousness is in a state of resonance at the foundation. Consciousness is a projection of neurological capacity, of course. This is our three-dimensional body, our vessel, that the consciousness resides in. And whenever it's in harmony, whenever our body is working well, functioning optimally, whenever we're in a state of wellness, then the brain is able to function optimally, and the consciousness can easily integrate in that resonance. Well, consciousness can easily go and travel and be anywhere and be very expansive.
Mm-hmm.
It can be multidimensional, traveling to multiple dimensions of thought patterns, and that consciousness can download those thought patterns back into this realm. And so consciousness is far beyond this vessel and what's here, and definitely beyond the brain. However, we need the foundation and the integration of the 3D to the 4 or 5D dimensional realms for it.
So when you were out of your body and conscious in that zone, did you feel like you were connected with the body and the thoughts and the... Let me back up. So in my body, I feel like I have lots of different things going on. I have like my consciousness, I have my body talking, I have my morning Ryan, my afternoon Ryan, my pissed off Ryan, my happy Ryan, and they all kind of interact and talk and communicate. And I always wonder how much of that is residing in the body? What if that is my microbiome talking to me? How much is it is my organs trying to talk to me? The spirit talking to me, and to try to organize all those sometimes can be confusing. Who's talking and who's really in charge here, you know? And sometimes that's hard. And so when you were out of your body, did you have any disconnection from any of those other consciousness, if you want to put it that way?
Yeah, so that's describing like the emotional consciousness and like the mental consciousness, and that does oftentimes have the foundation within neurotransmitters. I mean, neurotransmitters getting imbalanced, or the communication signals, even hormones changing and altering throughout the day, and whether you're in a state of wellness, whether the microbiome is perfectly balanced and able to create all those healthy epigenetic types of projections and signals and communication pathways. But really, your consciousness itself is in a pure light state all the time. Mm-hmm. And your consciousness either resonates or doesn't resonate in the way that it should be resonating. Mm-hmm. And that's whenever we feel that lack of coherence. So all of those negative emotions, they cascade down on the frequency scale. There are certain scales from, like, say, 0 to 1,000. Mm-hmm. And we can study into the scales of that conscious pattern of emotions, what resonates at the highest frequency. When you go down below, like, 200, which is just the level of love, that's where those frequencies, those emotions are negative dissonance. And it's oftentimes a three-dimensional issue, and it also can be from other types of frequencies and energies around us. Like we were talking about negative energies, we might not always know what those negative spiritual energies are, but we know that we could create our protection around us in the light. So consciousness itself, I think it's so important that we understand that it's always pure, peaceful, blissful, perfect light. And for me, whenever I was in that existential experience out of my body after that traumatic brain injury, I did feel that I was in a peaceful, blissful state. Mm-hmm. It was near death, as people think of that pure bliss where they wanted to stay there. I definitely felt that. Mm-hmm. I felt that it was a very great time for my consciousness to recharge. I knew at the age of 16 I had this huge mission on this earth, massive mission, and I had already recalled exactly what I signed up here to do at that age, and so it was very easy for me to make sure that I held myself before the shroud and didn't cross over, because that's where we each have a choice when we're in a near-death experience. So we cross over and go ahead and go into that other realm and then restart it again as we go in the conscious patterns of evolution. Or do we come back? And I stayed near my body to make sure that everything was okay, and I was able to feel and see and experience everything in a peaceful, blissful state. But that's where I know, without a shadow of a doubt, our consciousness is always pure. Your consciousness is always pure. It's whatever is resonating or disresonating.
Do you believe, or do you think that, at least I think that energy needs to be in balance, mm-hmm. positive, negative, yin and yang, light and dark. I believe that's kind of the foundation of our universal beliefs. Mm-hmm. The energies that you talk about that can be negative as well as positive, do you mm-hmm. believe that we ever can get to a point where we no longer have to deal with the negative energies and we can only have the positive energies in our body? Or do you think that that's always going to be there to have mm-hmm. balance and to have contrast, and we just learn how to live with the mm-hmm. negative energies?
Oh, that's a great question. And I do think that it's important that we see that there is a polarity, and there's always a state of us growing and expanding. And I think that we gain a stronger protection around us because we're creating this state of perfect optimal resonance within ourselves, and we stay in that space as much as we are capable of. We are living in a toxic world, a toxic environment. Three-dimensional toxins are constantly adding to our toxic burden bucket. We have so many different biotoxins that are living within us and always trying to overgrow, and our immune system has to continue keeping that suppression. Mm-hmm. And we always will need to dispel out the negative frequencies from around us too. But we know that our systems are going to consciously be getting in a healthier growth pattern of abundance of that light, love, peace, joy, happiness, bliss, and perfect state of function. And that's where, hopefully, as we're evolving in this own life, in this lifetime, and in our conscious awareness, in our conscious state, then we just have more resilience. So resilience against all of those toxins. We have a healthier function, a healthier state of protection within our immune systems, within our functions of our communication signals. And that's how our body is able to maintain that and to keep us in that optimal state more and more.
What's the possibility you think we might be living in a simulation?
It's very possible. I think that if we signed up for it anyway, because we want to go ahead and get courageously jump in and to trust and know that we are capable as light beings of conquering. We're capable of overcoming. We're capable of creating this resilience. And then we prove to ourselves with so much self-love and self-respect that we are able to do that in this kind of realm, in this kind of pattern, where maybe there are so many things that are bombarding us and just creating a stronger being within us. But whenever we come out on the other side and we see and we look back and we know that it's an assimilation, then we say, wow, you know what? I did it. I did it. And I grew much further than I thought I was capable of. Mm-hmm. And maybe we do it over and over. And that's Earth School. And Earth School is training our consciousness, our soul's consciousness, to really profoundly grow beyond our wildest dreams and expectations and beyond what this consciousness right now that is limited, mm-hmm. our belief patterns are limiting it, what we can imagine. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Resonant Life Podcast. I hope you found our discussion insightful and empowering. Before wrapping up, I want to invite you to explore our resources available through Resonance Wellness. Visit our website to access a wealth of free content, including downloadable guides, insightful articles, and practical tools designed to support your health journey. We also offer a variety of programs and courses that delve deeper into functional medicine, providing you with personalized strategies and expert guidance. If you are interested in learning how to integrate these insights into your own life, I encourage you to book a discovery call with me. Together, we will explore how functional medicine can help you achieve your wellness goals and live a life of optimal wellness. Visit drlaylaDoolittle.com to download your free resources and schedule your call. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you on your journey to a more resonant and fulfilling life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Layla Doolittle, wishing you a day filled with resonance and vibrant well-being. See you in the next episode.